2020 was a Major League Baseball season like nothing ever seen before. COVID brought us a 60-game season, the shortest in baseball history. Ballparks had no fans, no concessions, and sometimes not even broadcasters. It was a season with a great big asterisk next to it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. How's it going? This is Greg Stewart. Our show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online anytime for all the info you need to connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Former Brewers second baseman Scooter Gennett did not play last year. In fact, he hasn't suited up for a Major League Baseball game since 2019. He is with his family, living in Florida, and enjoying life, spending more time with the fam down there, and he's back with me on today's Sports and Commentary. So last year, a tough year, I think, for those who just about everybody who played the game, Scooter. What have your buddies told you about the COVID 2020 season, what that was like, and how do you think the changes made to baseball because of the pandemic will carry over? I mean, you think some of this stuff will be permanent in the game?
They said it was horrible. They said that they did not like it at all. And I don't know about moving forward. I mean, 20% capacity is kind of what they're saying. I mean, that's some fans. It's better than no fans. You know, but that's something that they'll just have to get used to until things open up. But when it comes to constantly being bombarded with testing and, you know, wash your hands, do about, you know, it's like there's that focus isn't just all on the game, which I can imagine can be frustrating for some of those players, you know.
Sure. You had a contract offer before last season, before that COVID year, but you turned it down. Tell us why.
Oh, pretty simple. You just look at my last full season of playing, and you could probably answer that. You know, an all-star the year before, and then I tear my groin off the bone. I'm finally healthy, 100%, and I get a non-guaranteed deal for, you know, I think it was like $2 million or something like that with basically no incentive. And I said, okay, you know, if I can't get a guaranteed deal, which I thought was a joke, I need more incentives because that's what's going to get me to work hard because I already have, you know, enough money. I don't need to play. And they didn't even come anywhere close to those. So it was very easy. They made the decision very easy for me. And then you got the whole COVID stuff. You know, I was kind of fortunate to not be a part of that, how that all ended up. So at the end of the day, it was very easy for me to go to bed, go to sleep at night, knowing that I made the right decision. And I still feel like I'm making the right decision because I'm doing really what matters in life and what I've always wanted to do after baseball. And the transition hasn't been hard for me. It's actually been easy. So, yeah, I'm just so blessed to be able to understand that baseball isn't everything. I always have known that. And now I'm actually doing it. You know, maybe a little sooner than I thought and people thought, but you know what? It is what it is.
Sure. Yeah. You played, of course, in Milwaukee from 2013 to 2016. Talk about your days as a Brewer, will you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I love playing in Milwaukee. My wife loves Milwaukee. You know, we saw ourselves there for the long haul. And then, you know, you start to make money and the team's not competing and you need to start saving some money. And, you know, the Reds ended up picking up my first year arbitration. But in a nutshell, I loved it. I enjoyed the guys, good group of guys, obviously some of the best fans in sports. But what I really didn't like, and I feel like I voiced it, was not facing a lefty starter for a year and a half and playing that whole I can't hit lefties deal. You know, that was really tough, and I don't think I deserved it. I don't think that any player, when you know they're a rookie or they're supposed to be your top prospect, really no other players get treated like that. that was the only thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, is how they kind of just threw that, they slapped that on me. You know, and I didn't face a lefty starter for a year and a half. And then I hit, you know, I hit like, I want to say 180 or something, 160 that year against lefties. And they're like, see, he can't hit lefties. And I was just so frustrated. I'm like, why don't you try never to face a lefty starter and try to hit all the lefty specialists out of the bullpen and tell me how you do? You know, I felt like that was frustrating. But other than that, I had a great time playing there. I love, like I said, I love the park, love the fans. The teams that we were on, we had some good guys. But when I got over to the Reds, man, they really just let me, after I worked my way in the starting lineup, they just let me play. Brian Price was like lefty, righty, you know, prove to me that you can't. And I think I ended up hitting 280 off lefties in my two or three full seasons there.
Yeah, yeah. You were born in Cincinnati, grew up as a Reds fan, and then got to play for the team in 2017 and had some great days, including that four-homer game against, I think, the Cardinals. And we'll relive that, talk about playing for your favorite team next time when we come back with Scooter Jeanette, the former Brewer and Reds and Giants infielder on Sports and Commentary. Scooter, thanks for coming back today. I sure appreciate it. And we will talk again on the next Sports and Commentary show. Have a good one, all right?
All right, you too. Bye.